I'm going to have to call BS on today's second date update.
Oh, right from the beginning,
there is no way that the guy on the phone to do a second date update today actually wants to do a second date update.
What?
But we had to call him because his email is crazy, and I want to talk to him about it. Hey, Nathan?
Yeah?
You got to be honest with me. The only reason you want to do a second date update today is to get this girl on the phone so you can cuss her out.
What?
No, man. I could see why you think that's what it is, but that's not it, Jewel.
But after reading your email, why would you even want to go on a second date with this girl?
Dude, well, first of all, you got to see this girl. She's smoking hot.
Okay. I mean, why is that always the reason of men putting up with women that are mean?
You swear to me that you actually want to try to get a date with this girl.
Absolutely. Okay. I definitely want to hook up with this girl.
Okay, at least hook up.
Oh, my God. True
romance
already, it sounds
like. Nathan, honestly, after reading your email, if you just want to call her up and cuss at her, I'm okay with it either way. I was just giving you a hard time. So okay. I'm not even going to go into reading your email. Just tell everybody the story.
Well, met this girl on Tinder. Her name's Kyla. Smoking hot girl. Beautiful face. Just like every photo on there is just unbelievable. Like, you look at these photos, you're like, is this girl for real? I mean, she's that hot.
I follow a couple of those girls.
I like how you also were really attracted to her personality and interest, right?
Tinder. I mean, you don't look for personality on Tinder.
That's very true.
I'll give you that.
This girl's like an LA 5, for sure.
A what?
She's an LA 5?
An LA 5, yeah. Like, she's, you know, in LA, she's a 5. Here, she's a 9.
Oh, all right, that's a good point. There is a different, there's a whole different scale for LA. That is true. So she's in LA 5, which means she's very hot for this area. Yeah.
That is not fair to the women
smoking
in this area. Thank you very much.
It's true though, bro.
Okay, so she's really hot and you liked her a lot.
Yeah, she's really hot. But let me tell you my story.
Okay.
So I finally get her to agree to go to dinner, right? And I wanted to definitely do this up because I, hands down, needed to hook up with this girl. So I wanted to do it right. Go to a nice restaurant. We sit down. I go all out. I mean, you get a nice bottle of wine. Everything's dialed in. Just after we order, she starts kind of changing conversation, and then she gets to the question that just, let's put it this way, she hit the fan.
Whoa.
At dinner?
Yeah, at dinner.
Whoa.
What did she say?
So she just looks at me and she goes, so, do you know a girl named Nicole? And I'm thinking, Nicole, like, yeah, I know Nicole's, but where's she going with this?
Right.
I'm thinking the best thing to always do is just go, no, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. So you said no to her.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, I don't know if that was the right thing to say, too, because what if I'm supposed to know Nicole?
So who's Nicole?
I don't know who Nicole is. I mean, who the there's a lot of Nicoles out there. I don't know. But anyway, so this is what happens. So she asked the question. I say, no, I don't know Nicole. And she goes, yeah, you do. And I'm like, no, I don't. She goes, you're an ass. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you went out with Nicole and you slept with her that night and never called her again. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you did, asshole. And just as her wine is being poured, she takes the wine and throws it in my face.
Oh, what? Oh.
So I'm guessing she's friends with Nicole.
And that's the last I've heard from the girl.
Holy
so
crap.
Do you think she planned this whole thing just to throw wine on you and call you an ass?
Well, yeah, probably. And that's kind of what I'm digging about it. Oh,
and so you don't know who this Nicole is at all? You don't remember?
I have no f***ing clue who Nicole is. I don't give a s***. Honestly, here's the deal, guys. The reason why it actually is hard for me to walk away from this is because it takes a lot of balls to do what she did, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of dig that, actually. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
So you actually like the fact that she threw wine on you, called you an a-hole, and stormed out of the restaurant?
Yeah, man. It's like, it really turns me on that she did that.
Yeah. All and right. I saw that in your email, and that's the part where I'm like, dude, you're lying to me, because all you want to do is get her on the air and pay her back for what she did to you. That's what I'm thinking.
I swear to God, I don't. It's just, it really is a turn-on. Women don't do that kind of thing.
No, hold on, everybody. You guys need to stop the, like, funny love fest with this dude. Do you have a history of screwing over women? Like, leading them on and lying to them and just wrecking them?
To be fair, I may have done that a time or two, but my recollection, I don't think there's ever been a Nicole involved.
And you don't think? That's not a very firm answer.
Do you think that she's actually going to want to go out with you?
I don't know. I really don't know if she's going to go out with me again, but I need your help because I think that with your help, I'm going to be able to get there.
You just want to try.
I have to try.
Okay. Oh well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you so much, dude. This really needs to happen.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear her response, too.